What's up, Action Academy family? This is your host, as always, Brian Lubin, hoping you get rich, happy, successful, and free with a capital F in your life and business today. The topic of today's show is pretty self-explanatory, as you can see in the title. We are going to discuss the top five investments with the highest ROI that are the most likely to get you out of your W-2 and get you to pure, unadulterated freedom, just like I said, with a capital F in your life and business. So as you guys know, I am a fan of alliteration, hence the Action Academy. So each one of these is going to have some alliteration, just a little bit of marketing flair, you know, just to give the people what they want. So we will start with investment number one with the highest ROI, and that is recurring revenue. Making $100,000 in a month is cool. It's cool. Maybe you flipped a house. Maybe you sold some widgets, sold X, and you got Y. But you know what's cooler than making $100,000 in a month? Making $100,000 every month and then making $110,000 the next. Then 120, then 130. It compounds on itself over and over and over again. This is the game to play, guys. If you are flipping real estate, if you are wholesaling real estate, you know, just as you're sitting here listening to the sound of my voice, that as soon as you sell that property, as soon as you get offload that property, what do you have to do next to make sure that money comes in the door? You have to go market and find another property. So as soon as you sell that one property, you have to have 10 more in the funnel to make sure that the lights stay on and everyone keeps dancing, right? Just like in sales, if I closed one massive deal that I was spending all year working on, I had to make sure that I had 10 more massive deals that were in the hopper so that I could keep going and my sales funnel doesn't dry up. Because what happens is you hunt, 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 kill, eat, and then you starve because you stopped hunting, okay? So the point of recurring revenue is to completely prevent this, and it's to capture all this business and all these people that raised their hand and said that you provided them value and they're exchanging money in return, all right? So if you do not have a recurring revenue model in your business, you need to build one. And if you are listening to this and you have no idea how to do that, I would highly suggest going back and listening to Tuesday's episode with John Warlow, the author of Built to Sell. We talk about this concept for 60 minutes, and he plugs his book, The Automatic Customer, which is another fantastic book that I would highly recommend on this subject. To finish punctuating this point, remember that recurring revenue will increase the valuation of your company. We are all on this show and listening to this show to, yes, invest in real estate, yes, invest in stocks and all these different things, but mostly to create businesses so that we can earn our freedom and really live our passions. And the valuation of these businesses will be dramatically increased if you have a higher percentage of recurring revenue as opposed to one-off revenue. So to implement this practically, instead of doing a course, create a mastermind. Instead of selling a widget, sell a service. Instead of setting a transaction, set a subscription. Instead of spending all of your time flipping and wholesaling all your properties, you need to keep at least 30% of them in your portfolio, buy and hold long term, throw some fixed rate debt on there, throw some long term notes, and keep these in your portfolio so they produce cash flow for you. That's the recurring revenue. And that takes us to investment number two, which is appreciating assets. In real estate, we talk about cash flow almost being a defensive metric just to make sure that appreciation can compound on itself without being interrupted, okay? So a lot of times people would be like, hey, I understand that this property isn't going to cash flow as well, but I just need it to cash flow enough so I can survive the economic downturn so that I can take advantage of the ride up of appreciation later on. And then when you have appreciation of your property, there's multiple different ways that we can benefit from that. A, our balance sheet benefits, because this is where chunks and gobs of net worth are materialized out of thin air. And this is taking value add completely out of the equation. This is just buying a property or buying an asset in a good area, an appreciating market. Then later down the road, we can do a couple of different things with this asset, right? We can tap into the equity through a home equity line of credit. We can pull the regular line of credit on the property to be able to buy more properties. We can do a business line of credit to buy more properties, normally up to 75% of the loan to value. We could also do a cash out refinance of the property to where we can take the original money that we put down and put into the property and refinance out, pull our cash back out in the form of equity, have that sitting in our bank accounts, able to use the next property. And now you have a successful infinite return on investment because you have no capital left in the deal. This is essentially the BRRRR strategy: buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. That's the entire BRRRR strategy. And this is something I can do with one of my original house hacks, although I'm going to elect to take a line of credit on it instead. But I could do a cash out refinance. I believe I have, after all the capex and repairs that I've done on that property over the last 4 years or so, I'd say we'll call it 50, 60,000. And I think I could easily pull probably 100,000 plus out of that property in cash. So that would be an infinite return on investment because there is no capital left in the deal. Get it? Got it. Good. Also, you could do a 1031 exchange to where if I wanted to sell all of my single family homes, I could sell those properties and then I have a window to where I have to find another property that is more expensive and bigger than the original properties and I can roll the profits of the sell into that new investment tax-free. Well, tax deferred, but that's a whole other podcast episode to do. But essentially, you can just keep doing this over and over and over again until you die. And then essentially, the tax burden is not passed on to your heirs. So people just keep 1031ing over and over and over again. And then eventually, they have this giant portfolio that they leave to their children that they don't have to pay taxes on. So that is the premise of the 1031 exchange. And so that's what most people do, most real estate investors. That's the number one thing they use. Think about it in Monopoly, where you have the four houses on the property, right? And then you sell those houses and you do the hotel, same strategy. So now we've discussed two investments that are insanely high ROI, sometimes infinite ROI, and compound on each other. Now we're going to go into the third, which also does this, and that is sales skills. You need to learn how to sell, plain and simple. If you know how to sell or if you know how to code, you will never go hungry a day in your life. You will always make $100,000 at minimum. That is your floor. If you learn how to sell or you learn how to code, pick one. If you're not going to learn how to sell, you better be learning Python and JavaScript and all those different languages, all right? No matter what business you are, even if it's highly technical, if your mind is super, super analytical and you hate the idea of sales, you will not get revenue in your door if you do not learn how to talk to people and convince people that they should use your product. I really don't feel like I need to go too in-depth in the weeds to drive this point home. I think all of you just would probably be nodding in agreement with me to say, yeah, okay, that makes sense, sales skills. I'm serious, guys. In any position that you're in, even if you're not directly selling things right now, just know learning the skills of persuasion will help you in so many different areas. If you're a master persuader and communicator, the world is your oyster. Highest ROI investment number four, talent and training. Now, I don't mean training in the context of for yourself, but if you are investing in top talent, rock star talent that is working for you and with you shoulder to shoulder as you are pursuing your massive vivid vision for your life and business, that is an amplifier. Remember the book by Dr. Ben Hardy, Who, Not How. A lot of the times we're going to have no idea how the hell to accomplish these massive visions, but the who is what gets it done. And you need to become a magnet to attract all these different who's into your life. And that's what I feel like I'm doing a great job with Action Academy. We're getting some freaking rock stars in. But then that leads to the second point of this is investing in the skill set of training. Because if you have someone that has the potential to be a rock star, you need to learn and get really, really freaking good at training that person and bringing them up to speed and helping them become the rock star that they can be. So it's the same thing as buying a stock low, selling high, right? You're going to take this person and you're going to really help mold and inspire and make sure that your goals are aligned and your visions are aligned and that they can accomplish everything that they're trying to accomplish within the world that you're building for them. This is something that I'm actively working on right now. I'm investing a lot into coaching on this. I'm investing a lot into courses on this. This is something that I'm lacking in right now, but I am getting better at and I'm committed to getting better at. So by this time next year, I'm going to be a machine at this. I'm going to be really good at having a vision, articulating it to other people, setting and delegating and hiring and inspiring, all that good stuff. Like that is my next progression. And that leads us to item number five, the fifth highest ROI investment is learning and leverage. Wally Alibieri, who has been a podcast guest on this show, said a quote that I thought was fantastic. He says, stop trying to do things the best way that you know how to do them and instead do them the best way that they can be done. Stop doing things the best that you can do them and do them the best they can be done. So how do we accomplish this? And that's by filling in knowledge gaps. The number one objective in business is reducing our ignorance as fast as possible. All right. Now, most people don't even focus on this, and this isn't a KPI for them. So they reduce their ignorance slowly over time by messing up and making mistakes over years and decades and decades. Some of them never learn from their mistakes. But what we do is we go and we hire coaches, we partner with mentors, we join masterminds, and then we buy the experience and we buy the time of others that have been before us. And then that is the highest ROI because it buys our time back. So we take what somebody's spent 20 years doing, maybe somebody's been investing in real estate for 20 years and they're like, okay, here's how I did it. Here's how I wouldn't do it. Here's the mistakes to avoid. You can directly tap into 20 years of experience by hiring them as your mentor or providing value to them. All right. So that's what we built with the Action Academy community. You have direct access to these people that are doing it. Matt Faircloth is coming on Monday's call. He's got thousands of multifamily units and he's teaching us how to go from zero to 100 multifamily units. And you get access to all those guys each and every week, two times a week in our Action Academy community. So if you're interested in joining that and quitting your W-2 job and being able to have the passive income, have the support from your peers, and have the accountability to make sure that it stays consistent, join the Action Academy community. You can go in the show description to apply for membership. Check out the website. So ladies and gentlemen, that is the five highest ROI investments that will get you out of your freaking job. I hope that you enjoyed this on this Friday. If you did, please leave me a 5-star rating and a review. I would love you forever, and I'll send 10 points to Gryffindor if you do. And I will talk to you on Monday.